I've conquered a lot of different things and I'm always looking for the next. What's the next thing? What's the next thing? So now it's like, all right, I can come to TNA, work with a whole bunch of women I've never worked with before. Great in ring, great characters, people with huge followings, like all sorts of different people that I can mix it up with, create a body of work that I am proud of.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, and today we have an amazing show and, of course, nothing but amazing guests. She's a model, actress, podcaster, rapper, entrepreneur. She's currently seeking justice for the Las Vegas screw job. The queen of the death match. Please welcome TNA Knockout, Steph DeLander. How are you doing?
Hello. Thank you for getting all of my various skills correct. I love that. I'm good. Yeah, I am very much, I have a lot of things on my plate, but right now my main concern is indeed seeking justice for that Las Vegas screw job.
I mean, so I was there. The match was amazing. There's a couple of things. So, I mean, you brought in hired help.
Yes.
And, you know, Jordan was kind of solo dolo. And, you know, everything kind of panned out and equalized, which resulted in you losing. So what's the game plan now? Because, you know, obviously you want to be the champion.
Well, I mean, yes, I did have help with me. That's no surprise. But the way that I operate, that's my MO. Like, I'm usually tagging with Matt Cardona. I'm used to having people with me. I'm used to having people on my side, especially going into a championship like match like that on pay-per-view for TNA, for the Knockouts World Championship. I knew when Matt got injured, I had to do something. Look, Jordan has been wrestling longer than me. She is more experienced than I am. She is definitely more experienced in like high profile matches like that. And I knew like my best bet is to try and have as many tricks up my sleeve as possible. Now, obviously that didn't work out. That didn't pan out the way that I thought it would, but I wasn't banking on 18 other people pretending they were a knockout for the day and getting involved. So I'm, as I said, yeah, my next step is to seek justice for the Las Vegas screw job, to get revenge and to get my championship title match rematch that I so truly deserve, because yeah, PCO and Sami Callihan, they're not knockouts. They shouldn't have got their mitts in my match. So that's my next step.
So with that next step, and I know you can't give it all away, are you going to go sans without help, or are you,
I mean, I can't give all of my tricks away.
Okay.
But I really think that if I was just a little bit sneakier, maybe I didn't need the good hands the entire time. Maybe I just needed to change my game plan a little bit.
Okay.
So I think that the way that I do things has done me well pretty, you know, up until this point I've got here, right? I've gotten myself to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not looking to completely change the way that I operate, but I am going to take notes from the screw job and learn what I can do differently. You know, I didn't give Jordan enough credit of, you know, the stuff that she was going to be able to pull out of her sleeve too. So maybe I need to keep my cards a little bit closer to my chest and use the element of surprise. But yeah, I'm still the dirtiest girl in the game. I still have no shame. I'm not interested in a fair fight. I don't care. I don't care how I win my championship. A win is a win. You know, a lot of wrestlers, I think Jordan included, it's a very prideful thing of this is how hard I worked for this. And in my eyes, as I said, a win is a win. If I capture the championship, guess what? I'm a champion. I'm better than you. And if I have to do that by any means necessary, that's exactly what I'll do.
Okay. Well, there it is. You did mention Matt Cardona. He was out due to injury. So is there any update as far as timeline, how long he will be out for?
Honestly, I haven't had a conversation with him regarding the timeline yet. Mm-hmm. I've just been very focused on, I got home yesterday from Vegas. So that was my main concern. And I'm going to go and see him this week and sit down and have like a proper conversation with him. But the thing is we are both very driven people. Mm-hmm. So when I see him, I know we're going to sit down and we're going to recalibrate and come up with a plan and go, all right, what's next? What are we doing? What timeline are we looking at? What are all these things that we want to get done? So yeah, I'm honestly not very concerned about, when you get hurt, when you get injured, it's always feels like the worst thing ever, especially yeah. when you're on a great trajectory and him and I have just returned to TNA and it all feels very stressful. But if there's anyone that can bounce back even better from an injury, it's someone like Matt Cardona. And even texting him back and forth the last few days, he has been coming up with a million different ideas and merch ideas and gear ideas and ideas for comebacks. And he's been doing so much already sitting in his house with his arm in a sling mm-hmm. that regardless of the timeline, I think he's going to like blow the world up yet again when he comes back. But yeah, timeline wise, look, he had surgery. So it's not going to be a couple of weeks. It is going to be right. a few months. But he's also that kind of guy that I think if the surgeon gives him a time frame, he's going to try and beat it by like at least a month, I think. Yeah. So stay tuned. He could pop up at any time.
Isn't that most athletes? But yeah, I'm definitely not worried. Like the creativity that you guys have shown together and separately has just been unmatched. So I'm curious to see how it all definitely does pan out. Something that is non-wrestling related that I found out about you, the love of stand-up. I am a lover of stand-up as well. I'm really upset I lost my Netflix account, so I have to recalibrate everything. But as far as stand-up is concerned, is there a stand-up that you watch like on repeat or if you're bored? Like which comedian do you kind of gravitate towards?
My favorite comedian is definitely Tom Segura. Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, he's just so funny. And that style of humor is like right up my alley. And Bert Kreischer as well. Honestly, the two mm-hmm. of them I love, and I love listening to their podcast. And I've actually taken you would know there's a lot more parallels between stand-up and wrestling than you would think there is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've actually used, certain things from watching comedy and especially listening to their podcast that has kind of helped me. How do I connect with the audience in this way? What can mm-hmm. I still, for the parts of my personality and for storytelling and engaging an audience and, trying to become as popular as I can and marketing myself, all of that kind of stuff. When I had a little break from wrestling a couple of years ago, when I wanted to recalibrate what I was doing, I sat down and I took a lot of notes and I've taken some of that stuff and applied it to the way that I operate. And I think that's been really helpful as well.
Yeah, both those guys are really great storytellers. And that's what really draws me into wrestlers, that they have a really great like story, because then you can sink your teeth into it. And you actually, for me, and I know I appreciate great wrestling as well, but it's the story that like, it helps me remember like, oh yeah, then this was happening. Like it's really, so you're definitely showcasing that. So those two are really great guys.
Thank you. Yeah. I was, I remember sitting, and I was listening to one of the Two Bears, One Cave episodes. And I was just thinking like, I didn't really know about Bert Kreischer maybe like 5 years ago. And now all of a sudden he has a movie on Netflix about him and mm-hmm. it's so, so successful and selling out arenas. What did he do? How did he take himself from an independent comedian to like one of the biggest comedians in the world, like a superstar? He's got a movie. Mm-hmm. And I just thought he is unequivocally himself and mm-hmm. he shows his flaws and his vulnerabilities and he's entertaining and he lets his fan base in and they feel like they know him. And that's created that connection. And I think that's kind of how the ball got rolling there. So then I just thought, maybe if I, you know, put a little bit more emphasis on trying to connect with my fans and trying to entertain them and give them a reason to feel a certain way about me, that might help me. And I think that really did. So yeah, I've seen a lot of parallels between, I mean, anything that's like a performance art, I think you can, even music, everything is wrestling and wrestling is everything. So I've, in the last couple of years, I used to really only look at wrestling for inspiration just because I don't really watch movies and stuff. But the last couple of years I've started going, hold on, what else do I like? I love music. I love stand-up. Surely I can kind of incorporate some of this stuff. And I have, and I think that's been really helpful.
Yeah. I mean, like the storytelling, your overall look, the red lipstick, which I have on my to-do list to purchase today because I am a red lipstick fan. And when you're talking about how it doesn't stain or it doesn't leave anywhere, I was like, that's, I need it in my life.
It seriously doesn't, because part of the reason why I created it is, well, Nikki Bella is my favorite female wrestler of all time, and she always wore like iconic red lipstick. So I always wore red lipstick just like as an ode to her. Like I've worn it my entire career. And then Tom Segura's wife, actually Christina P, she has her own red lipstick, and I was thinking about making mine, and then I saw she had hers, and I was like, okay, like this is possible, you can do that. And then I was like, you know what, I spend so much time trying to find the perfect red lipstick that it doesn't transfer, lasts all day. It's a nice color. It makes your teeth look white. It looks good. It matches everyone's skin tone. And I was like, why don't I just make it myself? And that was kind of how it started. And now all of a sudden it's like the only DSL is the only lipsticks I wear. I wrestle in the red every single time. If I want a more chilled out look, I use like my more neutral color, the throat goat color. And then I'm wearing the lip balm right now. Like I was like, I'm just creating. Soon my makeup bag is just going to be my products, and I'm going to have endless boxes of it in my house.
That's, I mean, it's a good thing. Big business.
Yeah.
Multiple streams of income.
It's been great. Yeah.
So has, cause you did, you did mention that Nikki Garcia was your inspiration as far as red lipstick. So have you gotten to speak to her on that, or like, have you let her know?
I've been kind of like, the last couple of months I've been like, I want to see if I can try and get like, send her a little package of them, cause I think she would love it. Just as like a thank you for inspiring me. I'm going to try. I've spoken to her a little bit, but not about the lipstick, just, you know, general stuff. But yeah, I'm going to see if I can send her a little package of the DSL, and cause I don't even know if she knows that that's, you know, the reason why I kind of started it all. So
yeah, it's taking a reinventing something that I think we so desperately need, especially as women. We're doing so many things. So kudos to you on that. So we have a question from one of our Twitter followers, Juan at Juan WWE TNA. Who or what match made you decide to want to become a pro wrestler?
So the match that kind of the match that I remember, because I started watching when I was quite young. I think I was like 7 or something. That really sticks out in my brain is Ric Flair and Triple H. And it was when Triple H was taking the screwdriver to Ric Flair's head. Mm. And I just remember there being like blood everywhere. And it was so dramatic. And I was just watching it with my brother, and I just thought, this is like the most violent, insane form of entertainment. I've never seen anything. I hadn't seen anything like it before. And I knew I didn't really care for sports and that kind of stuff. And I was kind of looking for like, what do I like? What's my thing? And then that, you know, WWE came on television, and me and my brother were just instantly hooked. So yeah, the first earliest memory was Triple H and Ric Flair.
Nice. And so you took some time off, from the other organization to, you know, kind of develop who you are as a wrestler, indie wrestler. You and Matt did some amazing things. You were at TNA last year briefly, came back this year with a bang. Obviously the goal is to become champion, but what was it like, that feeling where it's like, okay, this is going to be my home? Because the TNA Knockouts division is bar none to me. They've been solid since the beginning. So what was your feeling when you signed on with TNA?
Well, when I was at TNA the first time, it was very soon after I had left WWE. So I wasn't really in the correct mind frame of, like, you know, I was still dealing with a lot of different things going on, and my love for wrestling had been tainted, and I wasn't in a good head frame overall. So to have that experience and to, like, be able to dip my toes in and kind of see how everything ran was awesome. It didn't really lead to anywhere at that point, but now fast forward a year and I can kind of jump straight in and go straight for that championship. I'm glad that everything has worked out the way that it has, because I was able, as you said, for the last year to be able to cut my teeth on the indies and make a name for myself and find out who I am, what kind of wrestler I want to be, what kind of personality I am, showcase that to the world, show everyone how much value there is in me. So when I do come back to a company, it's like, all right, now we're pulling the trigger on Steph, and this is serious this time. I'm not, you know, no disrespect to anyone, but I'm not going to the YouTube show. We're going to go pay-per-view championship match. So I am happy that's, you know, where I am in my career right now, and making the decision to work with TNA, as you said, the knockouts division is insane. And there's always been some really talented knockouts. Mm-hmm. And you only get better by being surrounded by greatness. And yep. If you're a big fish in a small pond, that's all you're going to stay. And I get to a point where I'm always trying to level up, you know, and I've done the indies for a year or so now, and I've conquered a lot of different things, and I'm always looking for what's the next thing. So now it's like, all right, I can come to TNA, work with a whole bunch of women I've never worked with before, great in ring, great characters, people with huge followings, like all sorts of different people that I can mix it up with, create a body of work that I am proud of, showcase the world. This is the Steph DeLanda that I want to present, and capture the Knockouts World Championship while I do it. And be, for the first time in my career, be the leader of a division and a company. So that's kind of what my goal is.
So you did talk a lot in previous interviews about goal setting, and I'm like that type of person too. I like writing, you know, short-term, long-term, you know, what I'm going to do in 5 years. As far as the goals for 2024, if you can, you know, tell us some of those, as far as, like, you know, have you checked a lot of them off, or are they in the works that you can tell us about?
So it's interesting, because I'm sure if you set goals as well, you know that you can have this idea for what you want your year to look like, and things change. You know, I didn't have in my goal plan, oh, Matt Cardona is going to get injured for months, or, you know, this thing is going to happen, or that thing's going to happen. It's so fluid, and you have to be fluid with that. Mm-hmm. There are some things that I have already achieved, which that happened quicker than I thought it would be. You know, like, I just wrestled on pay-per-view for a championship for the first time, and I wrestled. That was actually the biggest crowd I've ever wrestled in front of. So sometimes these kind of little goals end up getting checked off in the meantime that you didn't even, you weren't, I was, you know, biggest crowd wasn't the first priority right now, but that kind of just happens by something else going well. But what I'm looking towards for the future, you know, number one is obviously the Knockouts World Championship. And I think that I will, I know that I will end up with that this year. It's just a matter of, as we were talking about before, how do I recalibrate? What do I need to do? I need to kind of go back into my bag of tricks. Also, Matt's not down and out forever, so that's a huge element that might play a part in all of that too. Okay. But yeah, Knockouts World Championship is definitely my number one goal. But as I said, just to kind of cement myself as at the forefront of the Knockouts division and TNA in general, and just continue cementing this legacy of, you know, what I want to be and what I want STL to be. So yeah.
Sounds good. And one last question. You signed to TNA. Obviously, like I said, you want to become champion, but the amount of knockouts there, like who were like the top three or four knockouts that you're like, I can't wait to have a match with them?
I think that I'm very intrigued by Ash by Elegance, just because she has done a lot in her career, and her attitude is similar to my attitude. I can see it when I watch the show. Like, she's a bad girl, I'm a bad girl too, and I think we can relate on a few things. So I think a matchup between myself and Ash by Elegance would be very interesting and also very entertaining. And I also think there's something interesting between myself and Jessica Havoc at some point. So yeah, not often am I not the biggest girl in my match. So when I have a girl who's going to kind of put my size to the test, you know, I have to rethink my whole plan of attack. But that excites me though, because that changes, I have to start thinking differently. So I would say Ash by Elegance and Jessica Havoc, I'm looking forward to meeting them in the ring at some point.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it all. Thank you so much for coming on. I look forward to everything that you're going to be doing with TNA and beyond. With that being said, where can everybody find you?
You can find me at Steph DeLanda on Instagram, Twitter. What's the other one? Facebook. I don't really use Facebook. TikTok, everywhere. Every social media, it's the same, at Steph DeLanda.
Yes. And then also check out the lipstick, y'all, and the website for all the goodies as well, because some good stuff on there. Yes. Thank you so much, you guys, for watching. My name is TK Trinidad. You can follow me on everything, everywhere at TK Trinidad. Check out Women's Wrestling Talk, everything, everywhere at www.talkpodtalk.com. With that being said, thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Till next time, guys. Ciao.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.